Well, I'm here with Zara Tehrani from the Young Women's Music Project, who is organising this year's Womanity Festival, which I believe is taking place at Modern Art Oxford this year.
Yeah.
Great. So can you tell us a little bit, well, firstly about what's going to be going on this year at the festival, I guess?
So we have, it's a little bit different to the last time we put it on. We've decided to put on 8 talks.
Mm-hmm.
So they start at 2 p.m. and go on till 6.
Okay.
They vary from people talking about sort of education, consent, music. There's a big varied sort of talks, basically. And they're only 20 minutes each, so it's definitely worth coming down to check them out.
Because this festival sort of, it's aimed at younger kids, isn't it? Sort of trying to get kids involved with projects, but also, I guess, just to sort of empower them. Is that the kind of idea?
Yeah.
So I guess 20-minute talks are, like, quite nice.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want to keep do it too long and then sort of freak them out. But basically the whole aim of it is to try and encourage young people to discuss gender issues. Like, I've been working in schools for years and I keep coming across like big issues with language, and I think like we're trying to welcome like all genders to get involved so that we can actually make some sort of an impact on what's going on, especially sort of negative language that's used between boys and girls in school.
But this
time around we got a bunch of boys involved in the process of setting it up, so they gave us like loads of their feelings towards how they get treated and spoken to as well.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting to hear both sides of the story.
I mean, if you've been doing this a couple of years, have you seen changes in how kids are reacting to each other in school? So, do you think it's better or worse? Or
I'd have to say I think it's worse.
Mm.
Like, the word rape is thrown around so frequently, and the young people that I challenge them, I'm like, why are you even saying this? And they're like, I don't understand it, I'm just saying it because I heard it.
Mm.
And it's just like the fact that they're not being challenged in school is probably one of the biggest problems. And a lot of violence I've witnessed between guys and girls in school. Yeah, so it just made me want to do something about it, really. And I got the Young Women's Music Project to all the girls to give their input, and they've basically steered it forward, which is great.
So usually this kind of discussion around these issues is with the Young Women's Music Project. You're kind of trying to get them to channel it through music. How does that kind of work?
So we hold like workshops every 2 weeks at, we're usually at the Studio Blanco, but we're literally using any space at the moment because we don't have our own. So it's the first and third Monday of the month, 5 to 7 p.m. We go from anything from learning to play guitar to like the history of women in music. Mm-hmm. So every session's different.
Okay.
But we also do a lot of songwriting together, and you know, they've learnt so many skills from like music tech to like stage presence. They're like helping each other set up on stage, and it's really like amazing to see how some people come in with no confidence, and they have an interest in music but no skills in music, and then you see them on stage performing as a group, and it's just like pretty amazing to see that progression.
And I suppose like a confidence boost in all kind of aspects of their life
definitely,
as well.
Definitely.
Great. So is there going to be any of that happening on Sunday as well?
After the talks, there will be a gig and a celebration from 7 till 10. And the Young Women's Music Project will be performing alongside a lot of local artists. We have Duotone, Rainbow Reservoir, Tamara Parsons Baker. So it's a big mixture of men and women, different styles of music and poetry. So it should be quite a great way to round off the day, basically.
Yeah. Do you need to get tickets for this?
I think it's a good idea to buy them in advance because it's such a small room downstairs, but you can get them on the door. But it's £5 and you get to go to all the talks and the gig, so it's pretty well worth the money.
Okay, so it's the whole day, basically.
Yeah.
Great. If you were going to buy them in advance, is there a website?
Yeah, it's modernartoxford.org.uk,
okay.
And you can find it all up on there.
And if people are interested in the project or in the festival, have you got social media that people can involve themselves with?
Everything's /YWMP Oxford. So you can find us like on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those things. Anyone that wants to volunteer or get involved or put on fundraisers, like, we're totally open to that, because at the moment we're not currently funded, so any bits of funding like helps us actually function, which is great.
So has this year's festival not been funded at all?
Well, Modern Art Oxford have basically said they'll let us use the space, and they gave us a small budget to put towards travel and publicity, but I don't get paid for my time. And the other people that are helping don't, so we're all kind of volunteering for this event.
Okay. And what other things do you run throughout the year, apart from this festival, which is, of course, on International Women's Day this year?
We usually run a stage at Caldy Road Carnival with BG Records. I've been told it's happening again, and that we've got a stage, a Kate Garrett stage, and that usually happens outside the O2 Academy, but this year I'm unsure where it's going to be. Okay. I'm hoping it will be outside there, but don't know yet. That stage has been put on, this will be the third year, and it's to get young people like under the age of 25 to put forward some tracks, and then they get listened to by a panel of judges, well, not judges, but local people that have musical sort of background. They get to pick who they think's ready to go through to perform, because we do get a lot of people like submit, and then they get to play outside the O2, and it's like last year the 45,000 passing crowd, so it's pretty big. So that's what we're working towards as well, which is the first Sunday in July, but that's as far as I've got in my head when it comes to the year.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Are you planning for this festival to happen again
next
year?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. I think because we did run it at the end of 2013, so we didn't actually run it last year, but the fact that Modern Art Oxford did come to us and say we'd like to put some events on, I thought it'd be the perfect opportunity, and it's such a great space. It just makes it a little different to how it was before when we ran it at East Oxford Community Centre. So I'm hoping that we can do it again next year. I don't know where, but we'll figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Oxford, one strength of it is that the sort of local community is quite supportive, so hopefully someone would come forward and offer it again.
I hope so.
Great. Is there anything else that you want to make people aware of for the festival on Sunday, or for anything else?
I think just check out the event that's on Facebook and on the Modern Art website to actually see what it's about fully, because I can't explain it in a few sentences. Yeah. There's an amazing trailer as well, which is a bit, it's sort of got quite a lot of bad language in it, but the young people decided to make this trailer, and it's quite powerful. So if you get the chance to check the trailer out and actually read what Sunday is fully about, like all the talks in detail, then I think it will definitely win you over to come.
Thanks very much for talking to us today, Zara, and we're looking forward to Sunday.